Oh my god, it really is you. I almost didn't recognize you from the from far away, but damn. Yeah, give me a hug. How have you been? Oh god, I haven't seen you in forever. What brings you back to town? Oh man. Well, I'm glad everybody's okay. I'm really sorry you had to come back for that. Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm also back in town for family. Huh. Guess it's just serendipity. Although, makes sense that I see you here. Oh my god, we ditched class so much here. Yeah, it had a little bit to do with the coffee, but I think it had a lot more to do with the fact that the baristas didn't give a shit. You could smoke in the bathroom. Just prop your shoes up and take a nap in the back booth. Nobody would care. Yeah, and other stuff in that back booth, but that was a long time ago. You look great, by the way. Yeah, you finally grew into yourself. We were both pretty awkward looking, I think. Oh, stop it. I was not gorgeous. I was so weird looking. I had that... Yeah, that stripe in my hair. Oh, god, and what was I doing with all of the... Yeah, that. Fuck. I have looked at a couple of my old photos in the past few years. Everything from high school is so cringy. I can't believe the stuff I thought was cool. It's okay, though. I've buried that person behind me. Yeah, I graduated early, actually. Yeah. Got my bachelor's. Working on my master's here soon. What about you? Oh, that's exciting. So, did you end up liking it over there? Good. Good. At least one good thing came out of all of that. Don't worry about it. I was saying, at least, you know, one good thing came out of us breaking up. You know, we both, we got into good places, and it looks like we both did well. So, just forget everything I just said. Oh, shit, sorry, I'm probably, like, totally cramping your style. Are you waiting here for a date? No. Oh. Looks like we're in the same boat. Yeah. Fucking Valentine's Day. It sneaks up on you. Oh, yeah, I was seeing him. That didn't work out. Yeah, we broke up almost immediately. Yeah. I don't know, he just never really matured beyond how we knew him in high school, you know? Yeah. That's okay, though. What about you? I am sorry to hear that. Yeah, she seemed nice. At least the stuff I saw on social media, which is, you know, what everybody wants you to see, I guess. Well, she sucks then. If she didn't realize what a treasure she had in you, then she's trash. I said it. I missed that smile. There's nothing else in the world like it. Anyways, have you ordered yet? It's a little late for coffee. I know, but I came in to get... Shut up. Yeah, I'd really say it's more of a beer kind of hour. What about you? Well, if you're not busy this fine Valentine's Day, and I'm certainly not, we could always commiserate together in my place. Yeah, we got a six pack in the fridge, and you know, I can watch some old dumb cartoons or something. You know, eat some ice cream. Bemoan our singleness. What do you think? If it's not too weird to spend Valentine's Day with your ex. Okay. Do you remember my parents' house? Yeah. Well, they ended up selling it to me. So, it's just me there now. They're off happy as a clam, traveling all around. Yeah, so, if you want, we can meet up in, let's say, an hour? Okay. It really is really good to see you again. Alright, see you soon! Hey, you're early? No, it's fine. Come in. Yeah, I've been ready for a while now. Been trying to keep it clean over here. Okay, fair, but you knew me back in high school. I was... Ugh. I was a slob. We all were, though. We all were. Do not disillusion me. So I figured we could upgrade from coffee to beers. Here you go. Cheers. Come. Sit down with me. You changed. Yeah, I did too, but I didn't dress up. What's this for? Well, you are the cutest ex-date ever. Thank you. Oh, thank you. It has pockets. See? So, I am afraid that one thing that hasn't improved since we last saw each other are my cooking skills. But I did order pizza So that's in the kitchen if you want it. Yes, with extra cheese, of course. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Stop it. You're gonna make me blush. Thanks. You look amazing. Hey, how do I say this? I just want to let you know that. And, God, I've already started saying it. I can't stop now. I know that there are a lot of good reasons for us to part ways. I mean, we both had different dreams and we wanted to go to different colleges and, you know, we did the good, responsible thing to do and cut things off. But I just want you to know that I always thought back to you. I mean, a lot, that first year especially. I always wanted to call you. I'd be in my dorm and back home from taking classes that I loved, hanging out with friends that I loved, exploring new places that I loved, and the only thing that was missing was you. And it would have been perfect. That's kind of heavy, isn't it? Sorry. I may have had one of those beers before you came over. A little nervous seeing you again. You know, you worry when you build somebody up in your head for years if meeting them's gonna match up with this image you made in your head, and here you are. You're still so. You just give off this energy of kindness and sweetness, and even when you try to hide it from other people. And I look at you and I see the exact same boy that I fell in love with in high school. And it gives me butterflies. That's, you don't have to say anything to that. I think I wrote too much poetry in college. But that was all right. Don't stop. Mm. everything you're good today. It felt like we never left. Pull me close. No, I wasn't stopping you. I wanted to see if you wanted to come to my room. Maybe. Yeah. I'm sure. I wasn't kidding when I said you look really, really good. Yeah, master bedroom's mine. Wrong way. It's a guest bedroom now. And this one, this is my bed. And I want you to fuck me on it. Oh, thanks. Yeah, kind of filled out in college. Quit staring at them. Quit staring and start touching them. Let me take yours off. You're gonna get stuck. There you go. You really want to get familiar with them, huh? You'll suck on them. Still really sensitive. Ha. just keep playing with my tits. Oh, you little turd, you always made me say it. You haven't changed at all. I want you to fuck me, please. Please, please, please. It's been way too long since I felt you inside me. Since I felt... No, I was just gonna say some corny shit. Don't worry about it. Okay, okay. Threatening to withhold taking off your pants. Such a power move. It's been a while since I felt complete, you know? Now take off your pants! Jeez. Ah. What? Why are you stopping me? Ah, never in a million years would I imagine you'd have turned down a blowjob. I want you to. You want me to lay down? Here we go. Underneath you. Just like the first time. Remember how nervous we were? I was worried you didn't know what you were doing. Turns out neither of us did. You definitely do now. As a matter of fact, I did. Are you tired already? Fantasized about it. Oh, well, let's see if reality lives up to it, huh? Your turn to be on bottom. Yeah, I think I look pretty good up here. What? Yeah. I meant it. I missed you. Are you really gonna make me say this while I'm riding your cock? Is this what you're thinking about? I love you. I loved you back then. And everything that I've heard since then. You're the same person. You're the same person I loved. So yeah. I love you still. You'll always be my Valentine, hon. And, awkward as this is to say from this angle, if you don't want to do anything with that information, that is fine. Okay? I don't expect anything from you. Okay. I love you too. Now please, let me write you into next week. And I promise that we'll cuddle afterwards and talk through all of this. But for right now, I just really want to make you come, okay? Fuck. You know, nobody else I've ever fucked has ever been able to fucking compare. God, you feel like you were made for me. Maybe we were. Fuck. You can grab at my hips. Sorry. Is that okay? Judging by that look on your face, you're a little into it, huh? If I just leave little scratches while I write your cock. When you come, okay? I want you to see that I'm telling the truth, that I've been thinking about you all these years, and that I've missed you so fucking much. I love you. Come with me. Felt so fucking good. Like being home again. please tell me that you feel the same way and you didn't just humor me to make me come. Because I would be so fucking devastated. I missed you too so much. I'm not gonna lie, when I moved back here, I really, really hoped I'd run into you at some point. But I never imagined it would be like this. Do you want to just stay here tonight? It's Valentine's Day, after all. We can talk about everything whenever you want right now. After I make you come a few more times. Do you need your brains, though? I missed making you laugh. I want to make you do a lot more of that. But for right now, I believe I am owed some cuddles. And some kisses. And just some time to bask in finding you again. Hey. Happy Valentine's Day.